No, it's not a sect, but an order. They call themselves the guardians of the rightful throne. An attack on the king, then? Do they have another candidate for the throne? It's much worse than that. I know so little about them, the physician said. Don't they have an air of occultism about them? Yes, precisely. But you know how rumours can distort things. Sometimes it's wise to listen to the rumours. Tell me about them. I'm no better myself. The commandant smiled wryly, then he turned serious. We've many kinds of order in Denmark, esoteric. What does that mean? That they surround themselves in secrecy and that their rituals are only for the initiates. Most of these societies do good deeds out of the public eye, but these guardians of the rightful throne are a different matter. They're downright venomous and deadly dangerous, certainly according to the rumours about them. Nobody knows anything for certain. What is it that makes them so dangerous? They've been digging too deeply. Have you ever heard people speak about the bogmen? Oh, absolutely, the physician smiled. You mean those creatures that live in bogs and under the moors? The indigenous population of Denmark, yes. Those who lived here before human beings spread into Denmark, and who then went underground. These legends exist in many countries. In Norway, they're called wood spirits. In England and Ireland, they're known as elves. The Celts knew about them. We also have elves in Denmark. What have they to do with the guardians of the rightful throne, then? How do they fit in with that kind of belief? Now, listen, whether you want to believe this or not is up to you. These guardians have found old manuscripts, very old things, in which a lot of witchcraft is involved. Of course, it's primitive and stupid, but they follow old rituals, make sacrifices and horrible things of that kind when they gather. Their principal objective is to reinstall the bogmen in their rightful place, to give them back their land. Good heavens, the physician moaned. Stupid rumours. Well, I'm inclined to believe that it's these guardians that are stupid. They're the ones who believe in the bogmen. The rumours assert that the guardians have been in touch with these mystical indigenous beings. Of course, it's not true, but the guardians seem to believe in it. What are they actually planning to do? Overthrow the king? Kill him ritually? Then the bogmen can occupy the castle and their king can be installed on the throne. But these are old wives' tales. I'm not so sure. Of course, it's nothing but fantasy. Bogmen don't exist. However, the threat to the king is very real. These fantasists are serious about their objective. Are there many of them? We don't know, but the castle is well guarded. The commandant's expression became stony. He looked out of the window again at the three long shadows.